Indian online betting companies shut down amid new ban. Online gaming companies in India have started shutting down their real money operations after the Parliament passed the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill, 2025, which imposes a blanket ban on all forms of monetary wagering in digital games. The bill, passed by the Lok Sabha last Wednesday and the Rajya Sabha on Thursday, prohibits the offering, operation, and facilitation of online money games, including fantasy sports, poker, and rummy. It introduces penalties such as up to 3 years' imprisonment and fines of 1 crore rupees for operators. The legislation, now enacted after presidential assent, marks a seismic shift in India's booming gaming sector, which accounts for 20% of the world's users and generates 31,000 crore rupees annually. The ban affects popular companies in the jurisdiction, like Winzo, Mobile Premier League, MPL, Nazara Technologies, and Dream Sports, parent of Dream 11, which have stopped their real money offerings to comply with the new policy. Nazara's associate, Moonshine Technologies, ceased operations as a precautionary measure, leading to a 4.13% drop in its stock. Winzo withdrew affected offerings from Friday, while Dream Sports shifted Dream 11 to free to play. In an official statement, MPL stated that it is suspending all gaming offerings involving money on the MPL platform in India and no longer accepting deposits. However, customers will be able to withdraw their remaining funds on the platform. Why was the ban imposed? Government officials cite rising addiction, financial fraud, money laundering, and suicides linked to real money games as the main reasons behind the prohibition. Quote, 450 million people are negatively affected by online money games and faced a loss of more than 20,000 crore rupees because of it. Problems due to online money games avenue led to several families being destroyed. It is the duty of the government and the parliament to take strict action against social evils, which keep erupting time and again. Sri Ashwini Vaishnav, Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology. Death knell for legitimate operators. The ban has been met with intense backlash from the industry. Experts estimate that it could knock off $15 billion in startup value, driving 450 million players to unregulated offshore platforms. The policy also threatens sponsorships like Dream 11's 358 crore rupees deal with the BCCI, which can significantly impact cricket funding. With 568 million users and 200,000 jobs at stake, the ripple effects extend to developers, advertisers, and players nationwide. Quote, this bill is a death knell for legitimate Indian operators. Instead of protecting users, it risks exposing them to fly-by-night offshore networks with zero consumer safeguards. By shutting down regulated and responsible Indian platforms, crores of players will be driven into the hands of illegal Motka networks, offshore gambling websites, and fly-by-night operators who operate without safeguards, consumer protections, or taxation. Roland Landers, All India Gaming Federation CEO.